This is Kelsey Hubbard with the Wall Street Journal Digital Network here with Tierney Santiago. He's a witness to the plane that went down in the Hudson River here in New York City. Tierney, tell me what you saw as you were driving down the West Side Highway.
Well, I was driving down the highway southbound at about West 90s, and I saw the plane running, pacing along with me, going down the highway, except the airplane was hovering over the middle of the river, and it was a little nose high, and I could see it was actually descending very slowly, and then soon after, that plane went into the water.
And did the plane go in nose first? Did it? Were the wings jerking back and forth? What did it look like as it was hitting the water?
I would say when it actually hit the water, it appeared that it probably hit just the tail end first, meaning the rear end first, because it was coming down a little nose high, almost like a regular descent of a landing on a regular tarmac.
And I know you were driving, but could you hear anything? Were this engine sounding like they were struggling at all? Was there anything unusual about what was happening? I mean, other than it was going down, but did you hear anything that let you know that it was in major, major distress?
I got an impression that it was laboring, but I don't recall exactly if that was from listening to it, because I was looking at and watching it. But I maybe could have heard it, but the windows were up because it's such a freezing day, so it's tough exactly to recall that exact detail.
And how quickly were you on the scene?
Oh, I saw it splash down, and then I called 911, hopped back into my car, and jumped screeching back onto the highway and came down to here, but it was so far out into the middle, there was nothing anyone over here could do. So I was down here before any of the EMS was here.
And what did you see? And describe the plane as it was in the water.
It was just sitting there, floating. And it seemed really, actually it was eerie and helpless. There was nothing you could do. You're just sitting there staring at it. And you're wondering if anybody had seen this. And eventually, while I was dialing 911, they were, one, it was busy, and if you call back again, it would just keep ringing and ringing. And that was telling me that there must have been, you know, I would imagine hundreds of thousands of people calling in all at the same time.
Did you see anybody getting out of the plane onto the wings? We understand they were offloading people through the wings.
I didn't see exactly when, but eventually I did see the door was popped open, and I did see people in rafts, and I could see heads from where I was, but it was kind of far out, and the plane was floating downriver.
Did you see anybody in the water, any passengers in the water?
I did not see anyone in the water, but I saw people getting out, and I saw people in rafts, and, you know, it was surrounded by ferries really quickly, and so then eventually, and you could see a lot of heads coming out, and I'm assuming those were the passengers getting put onto boats.
Well, thank you so much for giving us your firsthand account. We appreciate your time.
Sure. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Tierney Santiago, a eyewitness to the plane crashing into the Hudson River today in New York City. This is Kelsey Hubbard for the Wall Street Journal Digital Network.